Talking Montreal Canadiens, big win last night. Carey Price gets the shutout, and the Habs are getting closer and closer to locking down home ice advantage, at least for one round of the playoffs. To discuss that a little bit more in the Eastern Conference from TSN Radio in Montreal, Sean Campbell joins us once again. Sean, it looks like Price is definitely 100% healthy now, and that injury concerns out of the Olympics are done.
Yeah, I think that definitely moved on from that injury. I think if it was playoffs, he would have played. Well, he played throughout the Olympics with the injury. And for Carey Price, I think the Montreal Canadiens were being extra safe, extra careful, because if they don't have Carey Price, they can get in the playoffs, but they're not going to win in the – maybe Peter Budaj would steal a game or two, but there's no way that this team would even, you know, come close to advancing in the playoffs without Carey Price. So I think for the injury, it was a lot to do with precaution and the fact that he probably raised his hand and said, "Coach, I'm good. I'm 95. He's like, "Nope." He's like, "97. Nope. I'm 99. Nope. I'm 100. No, we're going to still wait 2 days that you're 100% before we actually move forward with this injury." And I totally think that was the case for the Montreal Canadiens. Luckily, they built themselves a bit of a lead. They lost it a little bit with Carey Price out, but now that he's back, like you said, looking good.
Now, we're at the time of the year where everything is magnified. You lose three games in a row, you can cost yourself two, three spots in the standings. The Canadiens are on the other side of that. It seems modest by regular season standards, but three straight wins now. Outside of the Rangers, that's the nicest stretch that any of the top clubs have put together. Talk about the importance of that, because this is still a dogfight in that upper tier of the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, and you know, go back to the first game of the winning streak. The first game, Saturday night against Toronto. Toronto wins that game, Toronto is 1 point behind Montreal. Mm-hmm. And it changes the whole dynamic of the Eastern Conference. Probably changes the next few games for the Toronto and how they feel about themselves. But for Montreal, they've been on a bit of a tear. They had the loss to Columbus. It goes back to prior to the Toronto game and the three-game win streak. They won five of their last six, and it goes back to two Saturday nights ago when they came back and beat Ottawa in the NHL record-breaking comeback with three goals in less than 5 minutes to play and winning it in overtime. Since then, they have just constantly picked up points, barring that Columbus game. But that Toronto game Saturday, they lose that game. Eastern Conference looks completely different. Yeah, it doesn't really make a difference if Boston picked up 2 points or 1 point, but the 2 points for Montreal gives them that cushion. And instead of, you know, coming on Montreal radio and saying that the Montreal Canadiens are 9 points clear of the wild card spot, you're saying that they are 2 points clear of hosting a playoff series. And that's the difference of these three-game winning streaks that the Montreal Canadiens have put together.
Sean Campbell joins us talking a little on Montreal Canadiens. It's funny, we have the Rangers coming in town and we're auctioning off that package today. And you look at it and you wonder, how good would the Habs be if they hadn't traded Ryan McDonagh?
Good thing this is Edmonton Radio. Yeah, this is a topic. It was watching Ryan McDonagh score the game winner last night on home ice against Philadelphia. Ryan McDonagh was a topic of conversation on our airwaves today, asking the question, you know, going back, what if they traded PK instead of McDonagh? Would the Montreal Canadiens look better or worse with Ryan McDonagh in the spot of PK Subban, part of the Scott Gomez deal? I also tweeted out some numbers just in comparison to Scott Gomez. Ryan McDonagh has more goals this year than Scott Gomez has had over the last four seasons. It's unbelievable. You can't even bring up this guy in the city without people getting angry, tense, frustrated, or just, you know, just kind of losing the gasket a little bit. But yeah, this was a situation where they got him same draft year. They could have had them both on the team. Thinking the PK Subban Ryan McDonagh combination would blow out any combination in the NHL as a top D pairing in the league. But man, this team still goes back. It's still brought up. It is still, you know, that wound hasn't healed at all. And watching Ryan McDonagh become the defenseman that he is something that is very frustrating to a lot of Montreal Canadiens fans. Yes, they've gotten rid of Gomez. Yes, they've forgotten about it. They've got new GM and new lifeblood. And they were first in their division, and they're battling for second in their division this year. And it's all about Carey Price and PK Subban. But you bring up Ryan McDonagh, it's old wounds.
Oh, I could see why, man. That, like, it was Not only did you take Scott Gomez's bad contract, you gave up Ryan McDonagh. That's a like we were talking about it, Sean. Honestly, in the last decade, has there been a worse trade in the NHL?
Not a chance. That's number one by far.
Between the money and the player, yeah.
Yeah, there's been some bad deals. Look, and Montreal's picked up some good deals. Montreal picked up Alex Kovalev for Joseph Ballet. Anybody remember the Broom guy? No.
Yeah, yeah.
He never played.
You know what? The bar is so high in Montreal, as it should be after this much tradition. Does this, when you look at this team game in and game out as you do, what do you see unfolding the rest of the way? What needs to work to see the Canadiens go deep this year? I know everybody wants to play Boston just because of the rivalry, but does this team have what it takes, or more important, does it have big enough holes that it can be exposed in the playoffs, or where do they sit?
Yeah, you know, it's very interesting about this team because, you know, they're an easy team to dismiss in the playoffs. They're very, very easy to dismiss. You just look at the size and you go, they don't have the size. They have some veteran guys, but, you know, they're going to get pushed around and beaten up, and maybe that they don't score too much on 5-on-5 because there's going to be less power play opportunities. But there's a couple factors that the answer is yes, that they could do something. One, they're not in the West. They're in the East. Mm-hmm. Okay. Two, Montreal probably plays Boston and Pittsburgh better than anybody else in the league. It is uncanny what Montreal can do against the Boston Bruins. And you just go back to Monday night's game, where it was an incredible hockey game from one point, and the Bruins just wanted to push the Montreal Canadiens. They stood up, but they just took the power plays, and they kept on going. They just didn't feel like they were getting intimidated. They were getting pushed around, but they weren't intimidated. There's a bit of a difference there. Montreal goes on to win a shootout, and it frustrates Boston Bruins and Boston Bruins fans to no end. For the Pittsburgh Penguins, yes, Sidney Crosby has had a bunch of rivals, but if this is a matchup in the playoffs, watch Thomas Plekanec versus Sidney Crosby. Sidney Crosby, I've never seen him more frustrated against one player. Thomas Plekanec is probably the dirtiest player with his stick that never gets called in the NHL. He is relentless. And this is the only time Michel Therrien really uses P.K. Subban in a defensive role when he puts him head-to-head against Sidney Crosby. Yes, they have depth, and yes, they can easily beat him in a playoff series. But then the other factor here is, you know, one, that they're in the East, two, that they play Boston and Pittsburgh very well. It's Carey Price is the type of goaltender that can win a series, steal a series, or just a game or two within a series to put them over the top. So I do think with Montreal that they can do some of the playoffs, but their biggest priority right now is to get that fourth line healthy, because they had a beautiful fourth line with Prust, Weiss, and Moen. They're all hurt right now, and they're all in the lineup and not on this road trip, and that changes to Lars Eller, Bornival, and White, and that I don't see being successful in the playoffs.
Sean, as always, great to catch up with you. Should be a good stretch drive. Habs battling right now Tampa Bay, it looks like, to see which one will get home ice advantage in the first round of the playoffs. We appreciate it.
Next Tuesday could be a big game for Montreal on their road trip.